Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB.
People out there tweeting Glenn, Ron's response to a glorious day here when he said, yes, Andrew, I do have a window.
Well, unlike poor old TK and Slats of a morning at on the Big Sports
Wouldn't
Breakfast.
Wouldn't they love to do it from here?
Well, they got transferred. They had their old radio studio was in the old Tabcorp building at Ultimo, and they moved to the new studio at French's Forest. Yeah. So they went from the second floor of the Tabcorp building near the edge, yeah, but still no window, to basically underground, yeah, at French's Forest with no window
with
again.
No window again, yeah. They stayed where they were. Now, coming up in this hour, repeating, no Beau Desert Queensland racing. So we're going to look at Sandown now, followed by Gundagai, the other New South Wales TAB program, and we'll look at Oakbank at about 9:45. So this is the hour coming up. We've got Sandown Lakeside today in Melbourne, a good four penetrometer, 5.44, the chance of possible showers. The scratchings, race one, take out 2 and 9. Race two, the scratchings are 7, 8, 10, 11 and 13. Race three, number two, the fourth, 1, 8 and 10. Race five at Sandown, the scratchings are 2 and 13. Race 6 clear, race 7, 5, 8, 10 and 11. Race 8, it's 1, 3, 7, 12 and 14. And race 9, it's 3, 10, 11, 12, 15 and 16. Now, we do know that many of the jockeys that are riding here were released. They were originally riding at Sandown, so we'll give you some jockey changes as we go for each race. Let's welcome in Dean Lester. Morning, Dean.
Hello, Andrew.
Sandown Lakeside, we sort of hold our breath a little bit following recent meetings.
Yeah, track's been terrible. Rail's true. They haven't raced there since February 4, so they're on relatively fresh ground, but you're right, we've just got to watch and see how it plays out.
Okay, and Mark Hutter, good morning.
Andrew.
How does the Sandown look at you?
Oh, I think it looks okay, Sandown. So hopefully it does race well and we can show a profit.
Let's have a look at them. Guys, in the first race, the rider for number 5 is Brad Rewillow. The rider for number 10 is Ben Mellum, B. Mellum. And the rider for number 11, Glenn, is Chris Parnham, C. Parnham.
Yeah, and to prove how up-to-date and how professional Andrew is, he's actually got the Sandown race book in his hands here in Sydney.
I have.
And he hasn't been in Melbourne for 4 days.
No, I did get it sent to me, so I've got it here ready to go with updates.
Right, here we go on the first. And number one, named after, of course, Bruce Dool, the Flying Doormat, is at $11. Tuscan Patty is out. Big Boy Jackie at $21. Brown Burberry at $15. Diamond Dragon at $6. Eddie Would Go at 26, Lord Esprit at 4, then we've got Quidotes at 10, Tempt Me Out, Thrill Keeper, $3.60, favourite, Gilt Edged it at 7, and Tia Dalma is a $7 chance. A best supported runner here easily, and all of the money has come for it this morning, is Lord Esprit.
Dean, how do you see race one?
Yeah, I quite like race one, Andrew. I like Lord Esprit. I thought both of his runs today have been good and pretty good maidens, and I think he's well placed here to beat Tia Delma, number 12, who showed enough last time in. Blinkers on here, trial quite well at Sandown recently. Won the Flying Doormat, I thought, with terrible tactics first up around Tatura. Different scenario here, up in distance from a good draw, and 10 Thrill Keeper, whose form's over a little bit further, but resumes here in his second campaign, might be next best. 7, 12, 1, 10.
Yeah, I think this will win too, Andrew. Number 7, Lord Esprit. I think that last run at Sandown just got a bit far back behind White Hunter. If you put White Hunter in this race, it'd run a very short price favourite. I just think it brings clearly the best form lines to here to beat number 12, Tia Delma, who last campaign ran an okay fifth behind Chicard, trolled up okay. Then 5, Diamond Dragon, who's got enough ability to win a maiden, has had a few tries, and 11, Gilt Edge, who'll get back and run on. Thought 7 would win from 12, 5 and 11.
To race number 2 at Sandown, and the jockey changes here that you need are for number 5, James Winks, J. Winks on number 5, and the rider for number 12 is Ben Mellum.
Right, we start with Absolute Treasure here at $4.20. Prince of Power, $15. Salvatore at $26. Zabasto at $9. Kamadi, $3.70, equal favourite. For the Fallen at $7. Scratch the next two. Is it $8? Scratch the next two. Royal Butterfly is at $3.70, equal favourite. And you won't be showing us your tats today. It's out. Very, very little or no interest in this race at all.
Thought you could have gone a bit larger with Dean. I thought he held back there a little bit, didn't he?
Good on him, because I'm over it.
Okay, all right. Well, let's move on then. Mark, how do you see race two? And please don't say it's R.
No, I think you'll see a more conservative approach from Greg Miles here than we heard last time. I'll go with number one, Absolute Treasure. Gee, I think this horse is well-placed. It was terrific at Moonee Valley two starts ago, and then drew wide, was caught wide the whole way last start at Sandown. Just no match for Go Genio, who had a much softer run. I think this is a perfect race for it to beat number 12, Royal Butterfly. Well beaten first up, but might have got beaten by a very good horse down there at Geelong. Five, Kamadi. Not sure about the format of the Geelong, but does get every chance from the gate. And two, Prince of Power, who comes through that same Geelong race and ran okay. I thought one was clearly the pick here from 12, 5 and 2.
Not much to add in the exact there. I'm very keen on Absolute Treasure. I think all of its forms be good, and I just think it's looking for 1,400. Royal Butterfly was solid first up and will be fitter for that run, placed at 1,400 last time in. Then I'm going 5, Kamadi, who should get a good run from the draw. 4, Zabasto. I'm just interested that a rising 6-year-old and Mick Price has persevered with this horse. He's got the blinkers on first time. Recent trial was okay. 1, 12, 5, 4.
To race number 3 at Sandown. The jockey change here that you need is number 3, Chris Simons. That's C. Simons, race 3, number 3. And the rider for number 10, Mrs. President, is B. Rawilla. B. Rawilla.
Okay, so let's have a look at them here, and where we've got Top Sight at $14. J. Phil's is out. Amy's Choice, a $9 chance. Solar Burst at $6.50. Amunzi at $3. Not Amunzi, it's Amunzi. American Made at $12. Faction at $7.50. Florel at $6. Luskin Bell at $26. Mrs. President at $14. And Righteous Reign at $14. Good move here. Amy's Choice, $15 given into $9. And the best back to beat it is Faction.
Righto. Dean, which way?
It's a good race, Andrew, because we've got a lot of last start winners here. But the two that impressed me the most were 5, Amanzi at Geelong was terrific there, and 8, Florel, who did an enormous job to win at Geelong when the pace slackened and worked and battled on really well to win. I think they're the two I'm going with, 5 and 8. 6, American Made, will be up near the speed, and I thought it was a pretty good win at Kyneton. And 4, Solar Burst, kicking off her campaign here, has trialled okay. 5, 8, 6 and 4.
Yeah, same exactly here. I thought number 5, Amanzi, was outstanding at Geelong. Its first campaign, its form was okay without raving, and then just resumed, was in the best part of the track, but just raced through and bolted away. Looks like it might have come back a much, much better horse to beat number 8, Florel. As Dean said, terrific win at Geelong. You go back last campaign, it's got a close third behind Roundabout and Berisha, which is outstanding form. Third, number 4, Solar Burst, who should get a lovely run behind the speed. And 10, Mrs. President, who won okay down there at Yarra Valley. 5 from 8, then 4 and 10.
To race number 4 at Sandown. There's only one jockey change here. Number 4, Dani Grubb, is Mark Zara. Race 4, number 4, M. Zara. Glenn?
Yeah, Tully Costa's out here. Zasparella at 10. Chloe Anna at 7. Dani Grubb at $3.20 favourite. Belvedere Road, 21. Casino Holic at 31. Intravenous at 6. Poet's Dream out. Dynamic Balance, 31. Kabata is out. Ariane, $3.80, second pick. We've got Sophie's Finale at 7, Chuchota at 26, and Pixelicious is a $51 chance. Best supported runner here, and once again, most of the money has come for it this morning, Chloe Anna.
Chloe Anna for Darren Weir. Which way for you, Mark, in the 2,100 metres?
Yeah, it's an even race, Andrew. I'll go number 11, Ariane, who draws a little awkwardly, just needs some early luck. Just jumped way too much in distance last start. Was still there till about the 150. Fought on quite well. Should be perfectly suited now at 2,100 metres to beat number 2, Zasparella. I thought its run in Sydney was better than what it reads. It's well placed this grade with a claim. 4, Dani Grubb. Looks to get a soft run in front. Has to run the distance. And 3, Chloe Anna, who won okay last start and has certainly got a hope again. Quite a few. chances, 11, 2, 4 and 3.
I'm going to go with number three each way here, Chloe Anna. I just think she's only won 3 of 18, but she's only had 4 runs beyond 1,600 metres, and 2 of them have been her wins and her most recent wins, so she'll be better for that run in this distance range. Even with the weight, I'm going with her to beat Sophie's Finale. I thought it was a pretty good run at Ararat out wide, and now had the run at 2,000 metres. Ariane, I actually think drawing out to force them to ride her a bit quieter, and that might help her. She's been running well, and she had that big jump in distance last start. And Zasparella, as Mark mentioned, went pretty well at Randwick, lost a lot of ground on the home turn. Next best, 3-12, 11 and 2.
3-12, 11 and 2 there for Dean, in race number 4. We're going to pick up a New Zealand race shortly. Guys in the studio, if you can let me know when they're nearly set. Just can't see them here on the TV screen at the moment. Race 5 at Sandown. The situation here with jockeys, the rider for number 2, race 5, the rider for number 7 is Jamie Mott, Jay Mott. For number 9, N. Callow, Noel Callow. And for number 11 is Dean Yendall.
Okay, we got Lux here at $6. Pure Addiction out, Light Night Motion 31, Oriental Play 14, Painting 41, Rodonte's Edge at 15, Yule Dash for Cash at 460, Go Genio at $3.50, equal favourite, Motel Memories at 61, Ruboy 10, Ultimate Doom at 19, Primero at $3.50, equal favourite, Saga Puss is out. Very, very quiet the betting here, nothing really of note.
All right, Dean, give us your thoughts in race 4.
Andrew, I'm going with number 12, Primero. She's going to get back a little bit, but her run in the CUNY Stakes was pretty good. Right on the line, she was going really well. And that race we saw, the form Saturday, worked out well with Sammer Tested and Seaspray running well out of that race. The extra distance suits, and this is pretty thin race. I'm going to go with 12 from 8, Go Genio, who's the danger, and she'll be in front of Primero in the run. Her win last start was quite sound. 1, Luke, who was okay at Bendigo and the Guineas, out to the longer trip, and 7, Yule Dash for Cash, lightly raced and improved to win his maiden last start, but a pretty thin race, 12, 8, 1, 7.
Come back with you in a moment, Mark, for race 5. This is the first at Riverton in New Zealand.
The round to run an Oriental Bronze leads by 2. Koto Tama second, 3rd Loose Goose, Justified next on the outside, wants to overrace just a touch. Tai Ho gets underneath it on the inside as they corner out of the straight by the 1600 metres. 2 lengths away, Galatore in the yellow. Rubber ends on the outside, Hawkeye Chief second, last and about a length away. Switching near the rail is the Lion Queen last, and she makes ground up on the inside of the last 3. They have 1400 left to go. They're about to swing into the back, and Oriental Bronze still leads by 2. Koto Tama, the outside's away from the rail second. 3 quarters back on its inside is Tai Ho. Loose Goose fourth, 1200 left to run. The Lion Queen is next on the inside, sneaking up along the rail. Over on the outside of that is Justified. Then Galatore, second last is Hawkeye Chief, and Rubberton is 2 lengths away last at the 1,000 metres. Oriental Bronze still leads. The margin is about a length on Koto Tama. It's had a nice run on the leaders back the whole way. They gallop off the back and head for the 800. 2 lengths away then, Loose Goose and Tai-ho on its inner. The Lion Queen is next along the rail on the inside, Justified on its outer. This speed goes on as they gallop up to the 600 metres. They've gapped the others by about 4 lengths now to Hawkeye Chief, Galatore, and Rubberton drops right away. They gallop up to the home turn, 4:20 to go. Koto Tama's off the heels of Oriental Bronze and goes to challenge. And behind those is the Lion Queen, 3 lengths away along the fence. Tai-ho gets the third part. Past that, Loose Goose doing the rest. Koto Tama ranges up on the outside. Oriental Bronze has got a bit of a kick in the inner. Tai Ho and the Lion Queen are in behind. It is Koto Tama. Oh, Tai Ho is trying to pick it up and in the centre. Koto, ooh, I don't know here. I think Tai Ho might have grabbed Koto Tama. Nothing in it. Oriental Bronze third, fourth behind those to the Lion Queen, Justified, Loose Goose, Hawkeye Chief behind those, Galatore and it in. Dropped off at the 600 metres, a long last.
Photo for the winning position, 3 Kota Tama, 1460 and 310. The other one, 6 Tai Ho, 1930 and 410, with number 9 Oriental Bronze third at $4. More shortly on the first at Riverton Thoroughbreds in New Zealand. Now, we've had Dean Lester's thoughts on race 5 at Sandown. They were 12, 8, 1 and 7. What about you, Mark Hunter?
Yeah, same exact, the same two main chances, Andrew, 12 from 8. Number 12, Primero, as Dean said, good at Flemington. I think that run would is good enough to win this race. The jump to the mile is certainly as short as it wants, and I guess the query is whether the apprentice can get it going in time, but it does look like it's going to make a handy stayer. To beat number 8, Gogenio, who was every possible chance to beat Absolute Treasure last start, jump in distance will suit and gets a great run. Then out to maybe number 11, Ultimate Doom, a place chance at odds, and 7, You'll Dash for Cashew box seats. I think 12 or 8 win ahead of 11 and 7.
12, 8, 11 and 7 for Mark in race 5. We're looking at Sandown Lakeside in Melbourne. In race number 6, the rider for number 2 is B. Rawilla. We move then to number 7 is Ben Malum. Number 9 is Luke Nolan. And number is Mark Zara. So the riding replacements here, number 2, B. Rawilla, number 7, Ben Malum, number 9, Luke Nolan, and number 11, Mark Zara. Glenn?
Okay, let's go here for race 6, where Deconstructed is a $5 chance. Master of Arts at $6.50. Iron Spider at $5.50. Pepper Jack, $15. Super Disco, $8.50. Distant Rock, $17. Hell on Earth, $26. Pinata at $10. San Carlos, $17. Cannonball Express, $61. Redisun, $4. Zal Snap at $61. Then we go to Rather Heroic at $13. And I'm a Tiger at $61. Best supported runner here is Redisun, the $4 favourite, in front of Iron Spider.
Mark, which way for you in race 6?
Terrific race with a lot of chances here. I'll stick with number 3, Iron Spider, the last start Pakenham winner, who Callow just suited the horse perfectly, got it midfield, wound it up, and it was just far too strong. I think the mile's ideal, and thought it had a great chance in a hard race. To beat number 2, Master of Arts, who made its debut down there at Terang, probably didn't beat much, but was so strong to the line. Draws wide, you would imagine Hefter would have to go back, but it's going to charge late. 13, Rather Heroic, came off a little break between runs, was good the other day, and 11, Redisun, who bolted in last start, and it's one of their 5 or 6 with a strong winning chance. 3, 2, 13, 11.
Yeah, I agree with the depth of this race. It's a terrific race. The divided races 5 and 6, and you couldn't believe how thin race 5 is and how strong race 6 is. Going with 11, Redisun, I thought it was a really good win here last start, freshened up, probably on her way to Adelaide for the good fillies races. Ahead of 2, Master of Arts. It was just a sustained sprint that over a good distance that it made it to Terang. It was a really strong win. It'll measure up here for sure. Deconstructed, number 1, will be up on the speed, racing well, chased a fast speed last start. And Iron Spider was terrific winning at Pakenham last start and looks a real improver. 11, 2, 1 and 3.
11, 2, 1 and 3 here for Dean in race number 6. Those numbers at Riverton, 6, 3 and 9 on race number 1. Race 7 at Sandown this afternoon over the 1600. The rider for number 2 is Ibrahim Gungadu. The rider for 4 is Daniel Moore. And for number 7, M. Zara. Ibrahim Gungadu on 2, Daniel Moore on 4 and Mark Zara on 7.
And Ballorum here, the toppy is at $5. Kingway at 8. Falago 13. Work the Line at 10. Adios, Muchachos is out. Kalashani Lad at 16. King of England, $3.50 favourite. Li Hu Fook is out. Nova Joe is 61. Cirrus and Moonlight Hustler both out. We got Ulman at $4. Libation at $11. Samirtha Heights at 41. And Lucky Romance is a $7 chance. Best supported runner all day in Melbourne. And it's all come this morning. King of England.
King of England here, all right. Which way for you here, Dean?
Yeah, it's a really interesting race, Andrew, but I'm also with the money here with King of England. He has his first start here for Robert Smurden. He showed good promise was it Greg Bennett, I think, that had him in New South Wales. And he's had 4 recent trials, 3 pretty quiet trials, and then... Sort of let run along a bit at Geelong last Monday and went pretty well. And just seems to be these horses owned by Waratah Thoroughbreds. The trainers have them up and ready to win nearly first go. And I'm going to go with 7 to beat 12. Ullman, who I thought had a good chance in the Bendigo Guineas, but he was wide, no cover, gets a better run here and out to a longer trip suits. Kingway, an import now with Shay Eden. He's quite a reasonable horse, making his debut here for a 70 grade of race. He looks pretty well suited and worked the line. He'll battle to run 1600, but the draw's given him a chance to get a cheap run. 7, 12, 2 and 4.
Yeah, same topic. Andrew, number 7, King of England, who in the three starts up there at Scone looked highly promising, and the mile should be perfect first up. I love the way it lengthened in that recent Geelong trial when asked to beat number 2, Kingway, who comes across here with good overseas form. It will measure up for sure. 12, Ullman, was wide at Bendigo, a bit of a D-day for this horse. And fourth pick, number 1, Ballorum, who's in great form, again just needs luck from that barrier as it can over race. 7, 2, 12 and 1.
We've seen some good betting, obviously, Glenn, over the last couple of days, but they've jumped really back this today.
Yeah, it was $5.50 earlier this morning, Andrew. I'm just sort of scrolling back to to see where, you know, what it was, and that's what price it was this morning. Okay. And
so it's been
$5.50 to $3.50 today.
Okay, that's King of England for Robert Smerton and Waratah Thoroughbreds. To race 8 at Sandown over the 1300. The rider for number 6 is Chris Simons. For number 8, M. Zara, Mark Zara, and 9, Jamie Mott. So 6, C. Simons, 8, M. Zara, 9, J. Mott.
Yeah, it's one is out. Miss Soft Hands at $3.50. Gailey Miller's out. Miss Catelli at 11. Catherine Louise favourite, $3.20. Boundary at 6. Native Land out. Karashan Girl at 10. First Print at 10. Miss Caboose, 19. Ardell, 19. Cyclone Jess is out. Bellcrest Lady is a $19 chance. We've got Zambezi Diamond out and Blend Well at $11. Best supported runner in this race here is Boundary in front of the favourite Catherine Louise.
Okay, a few of these replay. These have been key changes, haven't they, Dean, today? Because a few that have been backed have been jockey changes.
Yeah, they have, Andrew, but I suppose since Saturday we've known pretty much it was going to happen.
Mark, which way for you in the second last?
I like number 5 here, Catherine Louise. I just think it's got better and better with each run from a spell. The run 2 starts ago was okay, but last start I thought was terrific, really savaged the line. I think the 1,300 metres is perfect now. It's ready to win. To beat number 6, Boundary, who's really well placed in this grade, should get a great run. I think it's the big danger. Out to number 2, Miss Soft Hands, who's consistent but just struggling to win. And 9, First Print, who was wide. Set a big task at Bendigo. It's not the worst here. 5 from 6, then 2 and 9.
Yeah, I'm quite keen on Boundary each way here, Andrew. Comes through stakes races at her last two runs. A little freshen up, trial last week. Pretty similar to the program that the stablemate Refer went through to win on Saturday. And I think she'll get a great run from the draw. I'm pretty keen each way. 6 to beat 5, Catherine Louise. She's working up to a win. Probably should have achieved that at Mornington last start. Extra 100 metres and a bigger track will really suit. 9, First Print. It was a terrific run at Bendigo. And when you consider that third in that race was Bell Rhythm and just beside First Print was Cerberus, and they ran the Quinella in a 78 grade on Saturday. Caulfield, and this is a 70 for fillies and mares. First Print's well placed. Problem is she hasn't won for a while, but I think she's a good chance. And 15, Blend Well. Thought she trialled up okay recently at Sandown without her blinkers on. Resumes here. 6, 5, 9 and 15.
That's the second last race 8. Glenn?
Make it $5.50 now. Someone just had $1,000 on it. Dino, one of your disciples there. $1,000 on Boundary at the $6.
Wasn't there, Dean, was it?
No.
Can you do two things at the one time?
Well, I can, but what price is
it? It's now $5.50. It was $6 and now $5.50.
And it was about $9.
It was $9 earlier this morning.
Yeah. So there's another one that they've gone on for.
Yeah.
Boundary. Let's hope there's none of those coming up later today on the punt.
Well, Dean's just tipped at Andrew one of his best each way all day, and you're going to pot it.
No, I'm not going to pot it.
Yeah.
Where was the potting come
from?
You
said, let's hope, you know, they don't come up during the day. Yeah. Dean's here. He's trying to get people some cash out
here.
Very
much on me this morning here, Dean. Don't think I went that way. Race 9, the rider here for number 9 is Jamie Mott. Number 17, James Winks. And number 19, Dean Yendel. So J Mott number 9, James Winks on the 17, and Dean Yendel on the 19. You note that I didn't go to Dean because I don't reckon he was going to go with me either. Which one are you favouring here, Dean, in the last?
I'm with Wildfire, Andrew, number 18. This horse has always had talent, but I think they've identified he obviously has a little issue. He's had that EIPH bleeding problem a couple of times, and they just keep him fresh now. And he responded last start with a really good win, really good ride too. It was an outstanding ride, but been kept fresh again, 5 weeks between runs, right grade, down in the weights, hard to beat. From one Charmed Harmony, he's up in the weights, but he's still a class runner for this sort of race, and I think he'll run well. Further out to 14, Orion, who looks to have trialled up okay, and 5, Arctic Song, another one that's trialled up okay. 18-1, 14-5.
Yeah, same top pick for me, number 18, Wildfire, who, as Dean said, had some issues, come off that little break, ridden quietly, did get a great run through, but put them away really nicely at Sandown. Gets in here very well after the claim to beat number 14, Orion, resumes, had good form last campaign, given a soft trial recently. I thought 17, Bonsai, wasn't hopeless. Didn't do a lot first up, but if you go back to that big midweek win over Amanpour there, it's got a chance. And 5, Arctic Song, who got the claim for Dylan Dunn, should roll forward, get a good enough run, and has trialled quite well. 18, 14, 17, and 5.
That's the last race at Sandown, the last of nine there at 20 past five, and you've had all the jockey changes.
And we'll give you the market on the last now. Charmed Harmony, 440. Lucky For You, 21. Cerberus out. Cyclone Andy, 31. Arctic Song at 10. Bell Seal at 9. By the Grace at 16. Edgewood, 18. Cavallo Nero is 21. Scratch the next three. Down to Big Buddy, 21. Orion, 11. Scratch the next two. Bonsai, 15. Wildfire, 4. Bernici at 16. And Spencer Street is a $15 chance. Not a great deal of activity in the last.
Righto. So that's wrapping up Sandown. Mark, what's your best?
I'll go Absolute Treasure, Andrew. Race 2, number 1.
Race 2, number 1. Absolute Treasure for you. We'll speak to you tomorrow on Racing HQ. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Hunter. And what about you, Dean?
First race, we might have a running double with our best. Okay. Race 1, number 7, Lord Esprit for me, Andrew.
Race 1, number 7. Mate, obviously you haven't been listening because of your RSN commitments in Melbourne, but virtually no cloud in the sky here, mate. I can't give you a big screen this morning. They won't replay Formline. I asked them to, but they're replaying Retro. So all okay. I can get is Duffercy and those motley crew on Racing Retro these days.
Oh, I want to congratulate you on your coverage of the cancellation on Saturday, Andrew. It was riveting radio, and I saved Nicole a flight up there because I was listening to you, and I rang him, and he was just about to board a plane. So he
was one of the lucky ones because the majority I've spoken to had just landed.
Arrived.
Just landed.
Well, he and Damien Oliver are the two, I think, that were just about to get on a plane and didn't do so. So you've saved them. So I owe you a couple of interviews.
No, well, I'm looking out here now, Dean. It's a beautiful, clear morning. Final touches being done. Glenn, the dew's gone, hasn't it?
Well,
off the track.
And typically all the weather people will tell you, once you get a fog, you get a really, really good day.
Yeah,
so
the
barriers are just being moved out from their little home out towards the track there for the first race on the program, which is 25 past 11.
Yeah, not far away. There they go. I couldn't see them, but they're straight in front of me. Good on you, Dean. We'll be listening for your late mail through the day. Enjoy today, mate.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Have you got anything here?
I had forgotten what I liked, Andrew. It's been that long
ago. It's been a few days ago.
He's done 4 meetings since then, Andrew.
Yeah. I liked, as I mentioned on Formline, I thought Joyful Journey was good odds in the last, so I'll stick with her.
Okay.
Race 10, number 6.
Righto. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at Sandown in Melbourne.